You are going to listen to Oliver's grandmother describing her first shopping experiences. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then, you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 8 with the sentence endings A to K. There are two extra sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Hi, Grandma. I'm really happy that you got the time to answer some questions for the school radio series, Things to Remember. What was it like to go shopping when you were young?
Well, you have to imagine that I grew up in a suburb of Dover, so all we had were small groceries where you could get a bit of everything. That was stuff like seasonal fruit and vegetables, some dairy products and bread, but also soap, toothbrushes and the snacks. We could only buy things for everyday life. We did not know what shopping for fashion and fun meant. When I was 15, shortly after World War II, my girlfriends and I would look at fashion magazines with the latest trends, but we couldn't afford to buy anything we saw there.
So how did you discover big department stores?
Oh, that was in 1959 or so. It was fantastic. I had an aunt living in Paris who got a job in the beauty section at the Bon Marché department store. I did not have any idea what her work environment would be like. I only knew our local pharmacist, where I bought some creams and lotions. I didn't know any other beauty shops. One day at the end of the school year, my mum and I visited Aunt Pippa in Paris. I was so excited because my aunt invited me to come to work with her one day.
That must have been a really special day for you, right?
Well, what can I say? I was in heaven. Such a huge hall with a glass ceiling and these huge staircases. I did not know where to look first. Everything was glittery, spotlessly clean, and it smelled wonderful because of the different lovely and exotic perfumes. I could not believe this was real.
And where did you go first? What was it like in there?
The building was incredibly large, with so many shops on each floor. I was overwhelmed. Aunt Pippa showed me a fashion shop for young women. They had the most amazing dresses and absolutely gorgeous hats. A beautiful young shop assistant asked me if I wanted to try on this exquisite blouse. It fit perfectly and would impress all my friends at home. When I saw that it was not as expensive as I thought, I looked at a matching skirt that had a floral print and was shorter than anything I'd ever seen. The shop assistant asked me if I wanted the skirt in dark blue or green. I checked if I had enough money with me and bought the blue one. I felt like a princess and wanted to tell all my friends.
What else did you discover on that remarkable day?
Oh, it got better and better, even though I could not afford anything else there. Aunt Pippa took me to her workplace in the beauty section. The amount of creams and perfumes was incredible. I couldn't believe it. Ah, yes, and then I got to go to an indoor cafeteria and have tea and the best cake ever in my life. I was sitting there for 3 hours after lunch, watching all the people walk around with shopping bags, wearing elegant clothes. For me, that day at Bon Marché was perfect.
Hi, Grandma. I'm really happy that you got the time to answer some questions for the school radio series, Things to Remember. What was it like to go shopping when you were young?
Well, you have to imagine that I grew up in a suburb of Dover, so all we had was small groceries where you could get a bit of everything. That was stuff like seasonal fruit and vegetables, some dairy products and bread, but also soap, toothbrushes and the snacks. We could only buy things for everyday life. We did not know what shopping for fashion and fun meant. When I was 15, shortly after World War II, my girlfriends and I would look at fashion magazines with the latest trends, but we couldn't afford to buy anything we saw there.
So how did you discover big department stores?
Oh, that was in 1959 or so. It was fantastic. I had an aunt living in Paris who got a job in the beauty section at the Bon Marché department store. I did not have any idea what her work environment would be like. I only knew our local pharmacist, where I bought some creams and lotions. I didn't know any other beauty shops. One day at the end of the school year, my mum and I visited Aunt Pippa in Paris. I was so excited because my aunt invited me to come to work with her one day.
That must have been a really special day for you, right?
Well, what can I say? I was in heaven. Such a huge hall with a glass ceiling and these huge staircases. I did not know where to look first. Everything was glittery, spotlessly clean, and it smelled wonderful because of the different lovely and exotic perfumes. I could not believe this was real.
And where did you go first? What was it like in there?
The building was incredibly large, with so many shops on each floor. I was overwhelmed. Aunt Pippa showed me a fashion shop for young women. They had the most amazing dresses and absolutely gorgeous hats. A beautiful young shop assistant asked me if I wanted to try on this exquisite blouse. It fit perfectly and would impress all my friends at home. When I saw that it was not as expensive as I thought, I looked at a matching skirt that had a floral print and was shorter than anything I'd ever seen. The shop assistant asked me if I wanted the skirt in dark blue or green. I checked if I had enough money with me and bought the blue one. I felt like a princess and wanted to tell all my friends.
What else did you discover on that remarkable day?
Oh, it got better and better, even though I could not afford anything else there. Aunt Pippa took me to her workplace in the beauty section. The amount of creams and perfumes was incredible. I couldn't believe it. Ah, yes, and then I got to go to an indoor cafeteria and have tea and the best cake ever in my life. I was sitting there for 3 hours after lunch, watching all the people walk around with shopping bags, wearing elegant clothes. For me, that day at Bon Marché was perfect.